Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, this Tuesday morning. And as you've been seeing over the recent weeks, aviation has been dominating the news. It's been the predominant sector of focus, mainly, of course, concentrated on Aer Lingus and their pilots who have been on strike, as we know. But Ryanair also in the news over the last 48 hours and now for several months for a very, very tough and sort of, I would say, gritty legal action against a US online travel giant, Booking.com. I'm sure loads of you have used them to book hotels and other parts of your holiday. Ryanair not happy with what they're doing. Scraping of fares and offers is at issue. So what exactly is going on? I'm joined by Owen Curry, who is the owner and editor of Travel Extra, to tell me more. Good morning to you, Owen.
Good morning, Emmett. Gritty and pugnacious are probably the words here.
Exactly. Listen, lots of people have used these sites. Lots of people probably using them this week. You know, they're very popular. Ryanair not happy. Can you just give us a summary, I suppose, of the issues at stake between the two sides? What exactly is Ryanair's problem with Booking.com?
It's been going on for about 20 years. Ryanair never made their inventory, their fares, available to online travel agents. Online travel agents around since the 90s, Booking is by far the largest of them, quite dominant in the sector. They usually do a deal with airlines. Airlines are very happy to get the business. Ryanair took on the internet. They were the first to do so back in the 90s. And they built a website which gets as much traffic as most of the online travel agents and started behaving like an online travel agent themselves. You buying, you know, car hire, hotels, all of those sorts of things. What they have been very, very strong on over the years, Emmett, is that they don't give any commissionable. There's two ways that people sell on travel. One is a net rate, where you get a little bit lower than the public fare and you keep the difference, or you get commissionable, which you get 10% of what you sell on. That's how the traditional travel agent and online travel agent worked. Ryanair never did any of that. Bookings took their fares anyway and started selling them. But to make a profit, they put a little thing on the top, as a lot of other online travel agents did. Ryanair said, do we not just disapprove of this? They went a step further and they started blocking the online travel agents, and in some cases refusing boarding to people who had booked through a third party, through an online travel agent.
I'm only guessing, you can put me straight on this, but I'm presuming the fares on Ryanair.com, Booking.com, they're not any lower, or are they?
It can't be. Ryanair's fare is on the internet.
Yeah, that's so what's the benefit? Is it just convenience for people who book their hotel with Booking.com to get a flight too? In other words, why would anyone book a flight through Booking.com or start their search there?
Two things happen with the online fares: that somebody puts it in a package with a transfer in a hotel. That's the normal package. That's how travel agents do it. They do it legally through one of the GDS systems, General Distribution Systems, Amadeus and Travelport. They're the two big ones in Ireland. What Booking.com was, they just put the codes in, got their bots to pick up the fares and sell it on and add a little bit on. And because people tend to go with trusted websites, they will go to Booking, and then they won't even look at the original Ryanair fare.
Okay, I see. And what's interesting about this, there's a case in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. It's a long way away from Ireland. Obviously, Ryanair feel very strongly about this. They feel they're losing revenue. But having said all of that, just reading through the account of this in the Irish Independent, it has a certain sense that there might be a settlement here. Is that where you think this will go, or do you not see that at all?
I doubt if there is a settlement, you know, in the traditional sense. But Ryanair from Booking aren't the only ones they're fighting with. They've been fighting with every single online travel agent. And since December, something really interesting happened in December. The online travel agents unilaterally, because of a condition, it's hard to say they got together on this, that Ryanair put in, and they all stopped stocking Ryanair. Ryanair always said, not many of our seats are sold through this, but their load factor fell down to 89%. Emmett, Ryanair's load factor is outside of pandemic times, is always 95, 96%. It hasn't been down below 90 since 2014 for more than 2 months in a row. So Ryanair got hit in the pocket. And then we saw something even equally mysterious. We saw Ryanair doing deals. They've done 7 deals with online travel agents, including one of them is a subsidiary of Booking.com. People like Love Holiday, who have a big presence in the Irish market. So it does look like Ryanair are saying, okay, these are the conditions you can sell. The Ryanair press release always tells us that they're not allowed to put anything on top, any increased fare on top of the Ryanair fare, which is on Ryanair's website. But it does look like they have worked a way around it. The lawyers, the crafty lawyers, have worked a way around it. And if there's a deal, that's what's going to be on offer with Booking. It's also very interesting. It's in America. Most of the cases have been in Europe. It's a little bit unpredictable. We have a fair idea of how European competition law works. And Ryanair are very familiar with that. And the other thing that's interesting is how personal it is. The Booking.com lawyers wanted Michael O'Leary deposed, a sort of a coup d'etat to get rid of him as part of the condition of the court case. And then, of course, in the other way, Ryanair started looking for Glenn Fogel, who is sort of all commanding in Booking.com, to be deposed. So it got very personal, got very nasty. But in the nature of these things, Emmett, the lawyers get very, very aggressive and then shake hands and go off for dinner together.
Well, this is what I wonder. I mean, Booking.com isn't going anywhere. They may not be, you know.
Neither is Ryanair.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing,
it just sounds to me that at some point the two sides will have to find some arrangement that suits them. As we know, Ryanair have been at war with some credit card companies, American Express and others, over the years. So that they do, as you said yourself, they do go to fight. But Ryanair, the chief technology officer, marketing director, all these people are caught up in this. So, I mean, are you surprised at how far to the well that Ryanair are going? I know they don't like these companies, but they, as you said, they've even deposed Michael O'Leary. I mean, it seems to be there's no pulling back from the cliff edge here from Ryanair's. But I mean, they've flown all their executives over for this case in Delaware. So, I mean, they've really got the big weapons out here.
In a normal company, Emmett, that would be disaster. All your executives out of commission for a little while. Ryanair love it. They actually, you know, they're fighting with the EU Commission. They're taking cases about aid during pandemic all the time. It's sort of once you get good at the scrap, you keep
I think it's the best way to put it. You know, listen, we'll see how it goes. It's only starting yesterday, as I understand it. So for now, thank you very much for updating on us. Owen Curry is the owner and editor of Travel Extra.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.